Welcome
Welcome to
to
Arsenal
Arsenal Kids
Kids
Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Arsenal Kids Podcast. My name is Ben and it's just me today as Maddie is enjoying her school holidays post-Easter. And while I'm still on the mend and thanks to those who sent notes of care for my recovery, I'm back and it is great to have you join us for this episode number 104. And thanks to Kel for helping out last episode, but this time on Arsenal Kids Podcast, we're going to cover off the men's team's recent win against Brighton and Hove Albion away from home at the Amex, which they won 3-0. And then in part two, we're going to profile another of our legend players. We're trying to get it through a whole lot of them as it is 20 years since they went through a Premier League season unbeaten. That is the Invincibles. And this episode, we're going to focus on someone you might also know as the Arsenal Sporting Director, our very own Edu. So that is all to come. But a quick reminder to please help us to grow this Arsenal Kids community. You can do that by liking, reviewing, but most easily sharing our content to your family and friends, either by word of mouth or on social media, because we would love for more people to join us on this adventure together. But let's go now straight to the men's team, where they headed to the Amex Stadium, a place Brighton have been unbeaten in their previous 12 league matches, and the starting lineup was back to what many of us probably expected. We saw Bukayo Saka back on the pitch, along with Declan Rice, Jorginho and Gabriel Jesus as the teams came out. And the Arsenal, they tried to set the tempo early, as has been our custom in recent games. An early free kick went just wide off the head of Gabriel after he made some seriously good contact in the first minute. But it was a sign of things to come. Bukayo Saka fashioned a glorious chance for himself after being expertly released by a Ben White defence-splitting pass, and when he cut inside onto his left foot, you expected that ball to nestle into the top corner, but this time it was just wide of the goalpost. But the chances kept coming. Moments later, Jesus drew a spectacular save from the keeper after a 20-yard drive, before the Brazilian seemed to be caught, maybe in two minds, with a header at the far post that ended up drifting harmlessly wide. While we maintained our high-pressing tempo, Brighton occasionally made their way past our press to find some space in midfield, and on two of those occasions, their players, they got into good shooting positions, but unfortunately missed the target, or fortunately for us. And so while our build-up play was good, the finishing was lacking a little, but then just after the half-hour mark, the team made a breakthrough. Jesus superbly controlled a long pass on the left flank, burst into the box, and the defender made a clumsy tackle, making only the faintest of touches on the ball, but completely wiping Jesus's legs from under him, and the referee did not hesitate to point to the penalty spot. Odegaard did his normal thing of keeping the ball and the spot safe for Bukayo Saka, who sent the keeper the wrong way, tucking the ball expertly inside the upright, to the point where I think if the keeper did go the right way, he still wasn't going to be saving that one. It means that Saka now has 14 Premier League goals this campaign, which matches his tally from last season. David Raya in our goal then had to make a stop against Enciso's curling, dipping effort from outside the area as the ball was headed for the top corner, but our Spanish keeper flung himself at the ball and patted it expertly away for a corner. It meant that the teams went into the break with Arsenal holding a slender 1-0 lead. But then 15 minutes into the second half, we got our second. We knocked the ball around patiently, looking for an opening, and it was Jorginho who provided. Running into the space normally occupied by Bukayo Saka on the right, he cut the ball back directly into the path of an on-rushing Kai Havertz, who timed his run to perfection and scored from close range. That goal makes it the most successful season for Kai in the Premier League ever in terms of goal involvement. And following the discussion on how Kai and Jorginho were on the same wavelength before the game, it was clearly displayed right here for all to see. With the game more under control, Arteta brought on Martinelli and Trossard, with the latter, a former Brighton player himself, wrapping up the points late on. After initially making the tackle in his own half, Trossard ran forward and Kai Havertz fed him with a wonderful through ball to give him acres of time and space to think about what he wanted to do, but then to superbly execute it with great composure as he sat the keeper down and then just lifted it over the top of him to seal another superb away day. 3-0. It is now 5 consecutive clean sheets for our Gunners away from home, but more importantly, there are 3 points also in the bag, and with results falling our way, it leaves Arsenal on top of the Premier League table on goal difference with just 7 games to go. And in terms of our player of the match, it is hard to go past Kai Havertz, who was a handful for the Brighton defence all evening. He ran tirelessly, was rewarded with the second goal, and he made that lovely assist for Trossard's late strike as well. Probably his best performance in an Arsenal shirt to date. Next up now for the team is midweek Champions League action against Bayern Munich at home. Hopefully Maddie and I were headed into Brisbane to catch up with the Arsenal Brisbane community to watch it together. And then on the weekend, we're back to Premier League action at home to Aston Villa. But let's leave the men's team highlights here in part one, and we'll be right back with part two after this. Okay, welcome back, and let's dive straight into our legend profile on Eduardo César da Gaspar, known pretty much as Edu, who was born on the 16th of May 1978 in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And not a lot is known about Edu's upbringing, aside from the fact that he started his professional football career with Corinthians in Brazil in 1998, where while there he won the Brasileiro Championships in 98 and 99, and also the 2000 FIFA Club World Championship. After initially planning to join Arsenal in the year 2000, his transfer was actually put on hold after it was realised that he was in possession of a fake Portuguese passport. Months later, after qualifying for a European Union passport, aided by the Italian lineage of his father's side, Edu signed for Arsenal on the 16th of January 2001 for £6 million. His Arsenal debut was actually not a lot to write about, though. He came on for Freddy Leeuwenberg at halftime, only to be replaced by Dennis Bergkamp minutes later as he was forced off due to injury. For the rest of the season, he only managed to play in 4 more matches, one of which he contributed an own goal. But things got better. He made a substitute appearance in the 2002 FA Cup final, which Arsenal emerged victorious, and contributed 14 league appearances and a goal as Arsenal won the league in the 01-02 season, which actually made Edu the very first Brazilian player to ever win the Premier League. While injury scuppered the later part of the following season, his 03-04 season in midfield for Arsenal was seen as his finest as a footballer. He appeared in 30 games of the Invincibles' 38 unbeaten game streak, and he scored 2 goals, both of them against Chelsea, and he was on the pitch when Arsenal won the league at White Hart Lane. In the following seasons, there were suggestions he might leave as he was in the last year of his contract, but he did come on as an extra time substitute as Arsenal won the 2005 FA Cup final that season. It turned out that it was his last appearance for Arsenal as a player, where he made 127 appearances in all competitions, scoring 15 goals, as he then left for Valencia on a free transfer the following season, where he spent 5 seasons from 05 to 09 before he returned back to his Corinthians, where it all began. And he played just over a season as 4 games into the 2010 season he retired from professional football. internationally. Like I said, he played for Brazil, although apparently he did entertain the thoughts of representing England due to his British passport. But he was in the squads that won the 04 Copa America and the 05 FIFA Confederation Cups, making 15 appearances for the Canary squad. Post his playing career, he was then the director of football at Corinthians. He was assistant manager of Iran at the 2014 World Cup, and then the general coordinator of the Brazilian national team. On the 9th of July 2019, though, it was announced that Edu would become Arsenal's first ever technical director. And then on the 18th of November of 2022, he has been appointed and still is Arsenal's first ever sporting director, and doing a good job too, I think. As a professional footballer, Edu was a wonderful attacking and central midfielder, and we're thankful for his time as a player and as he continues to serve our wonderful club still today. But let's wrap it up for this episode. Thanks again for joining us at Arsenal Kids Podcast. We want to express our gratitude for your continued support. So if you haven't already, follow, like, and subscribe to stay up to date. Our next episode is going to cover off the Champions League game and also how all our ladies have fared while on international duty over the past few weeks. Remember, it is your love for the beautiful game that fuels our passion. So please spread the word about Arsenal Kids, and we hope to join you back on the pitch again soon. Keep the spirit of the game alive, and until next time, goodbye.